Hey there, I'm Michelle. Welcome to episode 48 of the State of Being podcast show, where I will be sharing all things personal life updates to catch you up, and also why it's so powerful to grow your online sacred business in this day and age using the power of astrology. I will be answering some commonly asked questions about my signature program, Embody You. So let's get started. Okay, so personal life updates. I've been putting this off because honestly, whenever I try to get around to it, I get super emotional. But you know what? I'm going to just talk about it. So late last year, the thought truly hit me, this not even a thought, but it's a realization that my parents are getting older. And I always known this intellectually, but on an emotional, spiritual level, it really hit me. And I'm the eldest of three children. I have two younger brothers, no sisters. And I also always, like, I've seen my brothers, I always saw them as, like, babies, even when they were in their late teens, 20s. I was having lunch with my whole family the other day for Lunar New Year. My brothers, my cousins, and my parents. I was having lunch with them the other day, and also all of our five dogs around. We have a ton of pets. And it kept hitting me that day, this sense of, like, this sensitivity towards time, this passage of time. And I realized, like, okay, my brothers are, like, no longer babies. We no longer pick on each other. Like, they're their own adults. They have full lives, rich lives, and such a big future ahead of them. And I also notice my parents softening with time, which is super bittersweet to acknowledge. And all of the things that they taught me, all of the things that are supportive, helpful, they did the best that they could. Many of the beliefs that were ingrained in me because of my parents were also very painful and detrimental to my mental health. So there is this, like, push and pull pendulum that I'm navigating. And all of this is just, like, from the past, just coming through. And I've been working on this for many years now. This is why I've gone into doing this work in the first place, because I also connect with a lot of people that have a lot of, like, mother and father wounding. And oftentimes this is the birthplace where our conditioned beliefs from childhood, it gets programmed on a subconscious level in our nervous system. And it shows up in how we support our own businesses, how we grow our businesses. They become our business blind spots. I say this time and time again, a lot of people that listen in because they're longtime clients of mine, I'll say this again because it's so important. Most of us don't have business problems. We actually have a lot of problems that is internal, that's reflective of the stories that we are here to release and rewrite so that our business can thrive and be a reflection of who we are growing as a person in this lifetime. So yeah, as I entered my 8th house annual perfection last late November, since then, all the way into this year, the theme is, for me, a lot about forgiving my parents, my family. I've done some forgiving already. I've started to since I moved to California early last year. But into this year, there's more excavation happening. And I am definitely going through a huge internal transformation process right now. And since getting engaged last year, the topic of children has also been coming up from all directions. Thankfully, interestingly, not from our parents. Our parents are really, like, chill about it. They're not pushing us, they're not rushing us, but it's more from, like, relatives, my friends, a bunch of strangers, just this like need to pressure me into having a child. And I just want to make sure that when I do, if I do, it's because both Taylor and I, we are choosing, planning to have children from an empowered place, not because people are pressuring us or forcing us. So it's something that I'm also navigating, the passing of time, children, forgiving my parents. It's a lot of family healing that's happening with me right now. And another thing that has been coming through the past couple of months, it's always been this like quiet whisper, but over time it's getting louder and louder. And nowadays it's so loud that I think about it at least like 10 to 15 times a day. So this is writing a book, this huge nudge to write a book. And I've spent a lot of time to feel into what this book would be about. I've nailed it down to two topics so far, and I will be writing the book this year and just seeing where it goes. I know it's going to take a lot of time. More often times than not, I'm a slow writer. but writing beyond just business and astrology, it's also this huge spiritual nudge that's been coming up recently, allowing myself to just explore the expansiveness of human life, my perspective on it, and trusting that how it comes out, the way it flows, will naturally come in time. But this year is a year where I begin writing this book. And so I will keep you updated as this journey progresses along. I will say that with all of this happening, I am extremely grateful to have built a sacred business in the last couple of years, going through so many trial and errors, running I can't tell you how many experiments I've run, just being a guinea pig, to bring my work to where it is today, where I truly feel like I've come home to my work. I am extremely grateful to have arrived to a place in my life where I have the space, I have the freedom to explore my changing identities, to build a compassionate, spacious business, to honor all the different seasons of life that I'm in, my changing identity, it's constantly evolving, and to give me that like freedom and flexibility to honor the creative work that wants to be birthed during this current season of my life, which is a book. And to be very honest, like I don't think I could have done this with my mental health intact if I stayed at my last corporate 9-to-5 job. And I don't think I would have done this, I would have just talked myself out of it if I even like stayed at the last company that I built from the ground up. If I didn't follow the nudge of like, you've created this, it had a purpose, and now it's time to rebirth. All of this is to say, like, how can I be in the creative chaos of play, experimentation, allowing myself to evolve, having a sacred business that has both the structure and the space to let me grow as a person. It, like, the experiment, the last 5 years, this whole life and business experiment itself. At the time, I didn't know I would be building something that's so fundamental to this ethos of building a business that allows you the space to grow as a person, to explore your creativity, and still having healthy structures to allow your business to flourish in this day and age and moving forward. And when I finally got to this place, this like question of like, how can I help others do the same? Like, it started with business birth chart readings. Like, that was my first offering, and it slowly grew over time to this like powerful ecosystem where there are so many different touch points to honor people at different levels of their journey, different stages of their journeys. And more so than that, like creating a business where I don't have to follow the chaotic and unhealthy cycles of comparison, like comparing myself with other people. I don't need to do that because I am honoring my own energetics, my own strategy that's in my birth charts, that's in my personal stars. And I think once we try to emulate other people in our business, like we're at the early stages, we're making a huge pivot in our business, and we're in that limbo of uncertainty. Oftentimes, being in that fear contraction state, one of the biggest mistakes that we can make is like trying to emulate another person that we admire. Like when we do that, we miss the whole gift and wisdom that can happen when we allow ourselves to just play, be creative, trust our intuitive self in exploring our identity and how that can be reflected in our business. And this is one of the biggest driving factors of why I created the Embody You Sacred Business Program in the first place. So if you've been following me over on Instagram and tuning in to my latest posts all about the Mars conjunction with Pluto in the sign of Aquarius, so that conjunction happened last night at 10:05 p.m. Pacific time. And on a collective level and also an individual level, we are seeing this seismic shift. And depending on where this conjunction is landing in your birth chart, the area of the way we work, the way we take action, how we contribute our life force energy, how we make money is centered around this conjunction as well. It's undeniable how we make a living. Mars represents the young energy within all of us, the way we contribute our life force energy in exchange to make a living. All of this is changing on a huge societal level. And in Aquarius, it is like focusing on what's ahead in the future. And also with that Saturn in Pisces, a lot of what's ahead, we might get flashes of insight, but it's also like embracing, having faith in the uncertainty, trusting in your own capabilities, that you can take action, that you can move forward in building a life, building this energetic exchange around what you contribute to the world, how you earn money to make a living that is representative of your unique values and beliefs. And so when it comes to the realm of how people think about their careers, their business, this is something that will naturally come up around this time, even during Valentine's Day. So this week we are navigating a lot of heavy Plutonian energy. And it is no accident or coincidence that I am opening doors to Embody You at special pricing and exclusive bonuses in the next 2 weeks until the full moon in Virgo on the 25th of February. I want to encourage anyone that knows like their inner spirit, their higher self, they know that they are on the precipice of change. And an excavation is currently happening. Maybe Pluto scares the shit out of you, but what is undeniable is that there's transformation happening. And if I have a really good hunch about it, in the realm of your business, and you are absolutely tired of buying into someone else's success strategy that is misaligned to your own natural energy. And this is why astrology is such a powerful tool. It's an activation of coming home to your own identity underneath all of the conditioning and expectations of other people. We push that aside. We let it excavate. We honor that wisdom of Pluto. I also don't want you to feel like you have to go through so much unnecessary delays, setbacks, running so many experiments, honestly, like I did in the past 5 years, to get to a place of like having a business that supports you financially and gives you the spaciousness, the freedom to evolve as a spiritual being in a human vessel, and to have experiences where you allow your creativity to evolve and let your business grow with you. EmbodyU provides you the structures to allow that to happen. What's also beautiful about this program that I am extremely cognizant of, and you can thank my Saturn in Aquarius and also my sixth house stellium, as much as I love spirituality, following your intuition, as much as I believe in the power of energetics, which will all be covered in this business program, I also do believe in having structure, in organization, in getting down to the brass tacks. And how do you distill all of the spiritual energetics behind growing a business down to a practical level? Because without that, I notice a lot of spiritual-led business owners, they fall into this common trap where they are heavy on the spiritual and the energetics, but there is no structure to support that creative force. And then when they launch, crickets, it falls flat, and they wonder why. The Saturnian part, the earth part of building that structure, making it super clear and providing touch points for your client to come through and find safety, groundedness, and working with you and thinking, wow, okay, this is a no-brainer. That is a crucial missing piece that I see a lot of people going through in this online space, and also that I help support in my one-to-one birth chart business strategy readings. And all of that is distilled and put into this super comprehensive program that is EmbodyU. So now I wanna answer some commonly asked questions. In the last couple days, I've had a lot of people send me DMs and emails asking questions about EmbodyU, so I'm going to answer them. And all of this is to help you make the most aligned decision on if this is something that you wanna leap forward with to help you grow your business this year and beyond. So the first question I get asked, I'm really drawn to your program. I'm also looking at Your Sacred Business is Written in the Stars masterclass training. And should I get both or start with the training? Can you tell me a bit more about the difference between the two? Okay, so the Sacred Biz is Written in the Stars masterclass training, that is a look into my teaching style, how I distill information. And so before you decide to make an investment such as EmbodyU, I highly invite you to try out the Sacred Business is Written in the Stars masterclass. Most people that go through the masterclass, they'll know right away after that experience whether they want to join EmbodyU or not. Like, it will become a no-brainer. So that is one of the quickest ways to make that decision if you want to try out the masterclass. And what's beautiful about the masterclass is I take a powerful lesson from module 3 on writing your brand story to help you decide on the positioning of your sacred business. Because when you do that and you lock in the purpose of why you're even building this business, the offer ideas come through naturally. How to share your offers through the power of your content marketing comes through naturally. And I dive into specific placements to look for in your chart that are powerful markers to help you construct your business strategy. So it is a really great activation and introduction to the in-depth step-by-step 12 module framework that you will be receiving inside EmbodyU. Another question, what will happen to all of the exclusive bonuses that you were offering after February 25th? Will it still be available for separate purchase? So Currently at the moment, no, I don't plan on making them into a separate purchase. Sometimes in the future, I might offer a really special bonus that has like a live workshop component. Those might be up for separate purchases, but most of the time, 90% of the time, the answer is no. That is specially designed to complement all of the teachings inside Embody You to enhance the results of your business using astrology. So I don't want to piecemeal it. Embody You is a very potent transformational program. It's not for the faint of heart. And I also want the bonuses to reflect that. Is the code only for the one-time pay in full, or can I use it for the monthly payment installment plan? If I choose a monthly payment installment plan, will I already have access to all of the modules and lessons? So the answer to the first question, the code works for both if you decide to pay in full or if you choose the monthly payment plan. I want to make sure that I don't exclude anyone out. So yes, it's available for either route you choose. And if I choose a monthly payment plan, will I have access to all the lessons and modules instantly? Absolutely, yes. Everyone has different learning styles, and the speed in which people learn according to where they are in their business will all be different. So I wanted to make sure I don't hold anyone back on that. You have free rein on how you want to digest the lessons and modules. So yes, you will have instant access from the moment of purchase, regardless of pay in full or choosing the monthly payment plan. Another question, what is the difference between Embody You and Enchant Your Visual Brand? So true to the title, Enchant Your Visual Brand, if you have a solid, locked down marketing strategy, offer, business suite, content strategy, your brand story is on point. And the only thing that feels misaligned is visual branding. Like, get real honest with yourself, because visual branding alone, if the back end of your business, the foundation, is not aligned, no amount of visual alignment is going to fix the misalignment in your content. So, but Enchant Your Visual Brand is for the people that have a locked down, solid, proven business foundation that works. And the only thing left, the only missing piece, is the visual branding part. Enchant Your Visual Brand is very in-depth with all things visual branding. So that is the difference between the Enchant Your Visual Brand and also Embody You. If you do decide to join Embody You, the Enchant Your Visual Brand mini course will be included inside the Embody You program. Another question, are all the modules released weekly, or can we go at our own pace? So similar to the other question, all of the modules and lessons will be released instantly, bonus included, regardless if you decide to pay in full or opt for the monthly payment plan. Next question, why is Embody You lifetime access? I truly believe that everyone has their own timing and pace in which they build their business. Some people, they digest immediately and take action immediately. Other people might be in a stage in their life where they are excavating, they're releasing a lot of old stories, so they might spend more time on the modules that requires deconditioning and shadow work. And we cannot rush healing, we cannot rush spiritual growth. And I do believe, and another part of the value system that I have that has led to creating Embody You today, is that we cannot rush the process in which we arrive to coming home to our work. So that's why Embody You is lifetime access. And because it is lifetime access, I also know that the landscape of business, it's constantly changing year to year. We are entering the Aquarian age. We are already in the Aquarian age. So any future updates to reflect the changing landscape of business and marketing energetics, I am going to be updating the program inside Embody You, and you'll be receiving all free future updates. Another question, I want to join, but I'm afraid I don't have a business idea yet. Do I need to have a business already? We've actually had many students who joined Embody You in the past come in with no firm business idea. They just came in with an open mind and a determination and a belief that they can come home to a business that truly aligns with their gifts, their strengths, also helps them grow in terms of the spiritual soul lessons that they are here to learn, which I dive deep into the modules with astrology energetics. And they finish the program on the other side with laser clear clarity, making multiple 4 to 5 figure income, like brand new business owners. So this program, Structure Embody You, it's designed to guide you in reaching for having that clarity, merging your soul nudges, your interests with your birth chart alignment. Last question. I've been eyeing the program for a while. I am in a business space where it's not a spiritual business. However, I am a spiritual person. Would you say this program is for me, or is it for more spiritual based business owners? I've had a ton of students take this course and also engage in my one-to-one offers where they consider themselves spiritual, but they don't plan on running a spiritual positioned business. I've had people in the fields of like clinical therapy. I've had people build TikTok social media management companies. I've had even people running like cybersecurity companies greatly benefit from this program because they greatly benefited from the spiritual energetics, how to navigate boundaries with clients as well, and navigating like what are your best content pillars, what types of clients do you best work with, how do you position yourself so that you set your business and offerings apart from other people to not fall into the comparison game, what are key dates for you to promote your work for the best visibility, what are also your business blind spots, what are business beliefs that you have to release so you can move the needle and up level in your business. We also talk about pricing structures, how to build offering-based ecosystems that takes care of your revenue, profit, bottom line. These are all of the practical parts of Embody You, which is why a lot of people that don't have a spiritually positioned business but are spiritual really enjoy this program as well. So if you are in this season of your life, your business, where you are on the precipice of a massive transformation, and rather than fear Pluto, you want to ride Pluto's wave, I highly, highly encourage you and invite you. If your soul is nudging toward this program, do not hesitate. If you do decide to join by Sunday, February 25th, by midnight, you will receive special discounted pricing. You get to save over $289 with exclusive bonuses to support your new growth business journey ahead. And the code to enter during checkout is DRAGON, all caps. So I'll provide the link in the show notes to this episode below so you can check it out for more info. Sending you all so much love as we move through this eye of the storm period of transformation.